Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hiring, business, performance.
Oh, I bet. Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend John Harrison being back on the show. John is a certified financial planner. He's also an ordained minister. He's also the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. Say that three times real fast. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, as always, John. Okay, John, small business owners need a lot of help. We go into our caves. We hunker down inside our four walls. We don't ask enough questions. We think that if we don't know something, that's a sign of weakness. And if I said, John, can you help me with understand how to read financial statements? John, I'm having a tough time managing this employee. John, can you help me with a troubled customer? If I say that to you, then that's the equivalent of me saying to you, I'm uncompetitive, I'm not smart, I don't have my cornflakes together, and I'm not happy about that feeling. And so therefore, John, I don't ask you for any help. What do you think?
That's a very common thing. It's a part of our culture in this country, and I think it has been that ever since the first pioneers turned to the West and strode off into the distance all by themselves. We've had this mindset that says, a real man doesn't need any help.
Well, and it is largely a guy thing, because I will say that ladies are a lot better at asking for help than guys are.
Anecdotally, I found that to be true. That it's not so beaten into the mindset of women as it is into
women are more open to learning from other people than men are.
Yes,
that's my experience over the years in giving speeches, showing up at places. Typically, the ladies outnumber the men. Not. I'm not going to say it's a big net margin, but typically, the ladies at the attendees of events that I've gone to, whether I was speaking or not, ladies outnumber the men.
If you can get men in general, and I hope I'm not stereotyping, but if you can get men in general to want to learn, it's that they want to learn to do it themselves.
Yeah.
They'll go to Home Depot to learn how to put on their own deck and feel better about that
rather than
hiring a contractor
that. And that's because there's tools and danger involved, right?
So,
And by the way, apparently it's okay to stereotype guys. You just can't stereotype the ladies because they don't put up with that.
Yeah.
So that's been my experience. Anyway, just teasing, ladies. Okay, so John, this is the case for business. Every small business CEO needs a CEO coach, an executive coach, somebody to listen to. Every person who has money to invest needs an investment advisor. We need faith advisors. If you have a faith life, you probably have a minister or a priest or a rabbi that you can confide in, that kind of thing. Everyone benefits from talking to a trusted advisor, don't they?
Absolutely. And, if you look in, for instance, just the area of financial advice, you can see the statistical difference between people who do and people who don't. Because the people who are entirely self-directed and don't get advice typically make the same mistakes over and over again.
Or after they've made a few mistakes. And I hope this doesn't sound like I'm talking about myself, John. No way that I would be. They make the same mistakes, and they quit making mistakes, and they just create some kind of inertia.
Exactly. There's a Bible verse that says there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors.
Right.
And one of the best things that we can do for ourselves is talk to people who've been where we are and who know something about getting where we're trying to go. and not have to reinvent the wheel ourselves all the time or try to do the job of 15 people, you know, especially business owners, because when you start, often you're by yourself. You don't have any help. You don't have any employees. You do everything. And then as you grow, you develop the habit already of doing everything yourself, and it can be really counterproductive.
And I'll tell you, you're exactly right. And the people I want to listen to, though, John, are people who've been around the block enough that they can not only tell me how I should be doing it, but their perspective is from the mistakes that they've also made.
Yes.
I want to be around people who've also failed at some point in time. What do you think, John?
That would give you the vast majority of people to choose from. Everyone else is just not honest about it yet.
So exactly, or they don't have enough gray hair like me, John. So okay, when we come back, John's going to talk to us about how to work with advisors. He's got some good ideas on how to do that, how to get the most out of our advisors. 20 Tales, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.